This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Minnesota's Attorney General upgrades charges against one former police officer and files charges against three others in the death of George Floyd. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is now charged with unintentional second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter for kneeling on George Floyd's neck before he died on May 25th. Three other now former officers, Thomas Lane, Jay Leung, and Tu Tao, have all been charged with aiding and abetting Chauvin. Ellison says he can't talk much about the case.
Our job is to seek justice and to obtain a conviction, not to make statements in the press, but to do our talking in court.
If convicted, each of the four could face up to 40 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire.
Greg Floyd's arrest was captured on cell phone video and showed a white officer with a knee on the black man's neck for nearly 9 minutes before he died. It's led to protests in the U.S. and worldwide against police brutality and in support of racial justice. Condemnations have come with the protests. The top United Nations human rights official called on U.S. leaders Wednesday to, quote, condemn racism unequivocally and take actions that truly tackle inequalities in the country. In a statement, Michelle Bachelet cited, quote, credible reports of unnecessary and disproportionate use of force by law enforcement officers. She cited at least 200 reported incidents against journalists during protests. In his first live remarks on the unrest related to Floyd's death, former U.S. President Barack Obama urged American mayors to review their use of force policies. He also directly addressed young Americans of color, telling them, I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know your lives matter, that your dreams matter. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has abruptly reversed an earlier decision to send home some active duty troops from the Washington, D.C. region. They arrived to help with protests over Floyd's death. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Some 1,300 troops had been sent here as protests turned violent. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy tells the AP the Pentagon decided this morning to send home about 200 of them. Hours later, he was told Esper reversed the decision after a visit to the White House. It's unclear if Esper talked with President Trump while there. There's growing tension between the Pentagon and the White House about the military response to the protests. This morning, Esper had tamped down the president's threats to use active duty troops to dominate the streets.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort.
McCarthy says he thinks the shift on sending some home is to ensure there is enough capability on hand in case violence flares up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 5.5 magnitude earthquake rocks the U.S. state of California. No immediate reports of damage or casualties. Hydroxychloroquine, the drug U.S. President Donald Trump says he took to prevent COVID-19, failed to prevent infection in a new study. In the new research published in the New England Journal of Medicine, people at risk of infection who took hydroxychloroquine were no less likely to develop COVID-19 than people taking a sugar pill. President Trump took the drug against advice from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. With more than 1.8 million coronavirus infections, the U.S. has more cases than anywhere else in the world. There have been more than 107,000 COVID-19 deaths in the United States. Worldwide, just shy of 6.4 million people have been infected, and more than 385,000 of them have died. Nearly 2.8 million people worldwide have recovered from the respiratory illness. At least three people are reported dead as coronavirus hit Mumbai appears to have escaped the worst of Cyclone Nisarga Wednesday, the first severe storm to threaten India's financial capital in more than 70 years. Authorities had evacuated at least 100,000 people, including coronavirus patients, from flood-prone areas ahead of the storm's arrival. Thursday, Hong Kong will lead global remembrance of China's deadly Tiananmen crackdown, with people lighting candles in neighborhoods across the city after authorities banned a mass vigil because of the coronavirus. Open discussion of the brutal suppression is forbidden inside China, where hundreds, by some estimates more than 1,000, died when the Communist Party sent tanks on June 4, 1989, to crush a student-led demonstration in Beijing calling for democratic reforms. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.